Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
And ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us on this original worldwide transmission. It is Sunday, May 4th, 2014. We'll be here for the next 2 hours as we are every Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Again, thank you for joining us here on the Sunday broadcast. Wow, where to begin? I saw a story on Drudge Report on Friday that really concerned me. I want to talk about some of this in the next segment. CDC confirms first case of MERS virus in America. Health officials say a deadly virus from the Middle East has turned up in the U.S. for the first time. And, of course, earlier in the week, the CDC and the World Health Organization at the U.N. said the biggest threat medically worldwide now is drug-resistant viruses and bacteria being foremost. And you add the cocktail of antibiotics, all the weird drugs, the stuff that's mutating with GMO. This is just going to get more and more serious here on out. And the globalists really don't want us to get a lot of these medical treatments and things that are already available. So we're going to be breaking some of that down today. Also, I saw some reports earlier in the week that, oh, the GOP, you know, doesn't want companies to come out with biometric guns so criminals can't kill people or we can't have mass shootings. The issue is Obama wants to ban guns previously made that aren't biometric. And I've got another article I know out there in the printer that would just be really fantastic on that subject. I forgot to get that, so I need that little tidbit. Thank you, gentlemen. And, of course, we covered this a few weeks ago, but it dovetails with the new article on this subject. GOP fears executive order on biometric guns. And, oh, just one little old grandfather wanted to come out with a biometric gun, and the NRA was mean to him. Why, you can't even have a free market here in America. It's just not fair. And they say that the GOP fears it and that it's a terrible thing. So that's all coming up here on the transmission today. We're also going to get into some of the fraudulent employment numbers that are out there that just show how Orwellian everything's gotten. Payroll in the U.S. Rises most since 2012, 203,000, but that's all, and then some, because it's actually a negative number. If you look at the real numbers, we've had a lot of economists on, like Dr. Bunker Roberts and others. It's all people getting cut from 40 to below 30 hours so Obamacare doesn't kick in, having to get other jobs. So this is pure manipulation. They claim we have a 0.1 growth rate in this country. And that's even with Cook numbers. That is depressionary on every front. And I'm not being negative. We have to admit that if we're ever going to have any chance to turn this around. And then coming up, I told you about this years ago. Now it's being publicly announced. Coming soon, a brain implant to restore memory in the troops. In the troops. Oh, Bob got hurt. But now he's got a brain chip. He's going back into combat. He's not depressed. He's not sad. There's no more problems anymore. That is out of AFP, AP, you name it. The stuff of science fiction now becomes reality. It is all coming up in great detail on the other side of this break. And it's also vitally important for listeners who are tuning in to spread the word about the broadcast. That's how we're reaching more people. That's why I am able to come in here and do hour after hour of radio and TV every day. It's because I realize what the stakes are. I realize how serious all of this is. I realize what we're facing as a society and that we have no future if we don't beat these people. I've gotten in an aggressive resistance mode, and resistance is victory. That's why they tell you, oh, Obamacare is here to stay bipartisanly. No one can stop it, even though it's 80%+ negative. It's to make you feel weak. There's also big news on the Benghazi front and the subpoena of Hare Kerry. I'm Alex Jones, your host. InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com are the sites.
Your torches of wisdom. So we have even right there.
What's his name?
Is a war. It's happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time to choose sides has come. We are the resistance. We are the InfoWar.
Waging war on corruption, crashing through the lies and disinformation, Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. Thank you so much for joining us on this worldwide original transmission. It is Sunday, the fourth day of May 2014, and we'll be here for the next 2 hours as we are every Sunday. We have the weekday transmission as well from 4 to 6 p.m. right here on stations all over the country. Thank you so much for joining us. Let's look back at the big news, the important news from my perspective, in the last week. Then we have a whistleblower guest joining us in the second hour that is as big as the Snowden situation, as big as the Pentagon Papers that came out back in the 60s. This is really a huge issue. This is really a Daniel Ellsberg or a Snowden-level piece of information you're going to be hearing here, dealing with Benghazi and more. Tell you more about that coming up. Again, ladies and gentlemen, where to start? The anti-gunners have a new way to try to get our guns. It's biometrics. We're going to break down what's really happening on that front coming up. Also, the latest on the Bundy Ranch BLM land grab, now coming to Texas. They want people's private land on both sides of the Red River. Rick Perry says try to come and take it. Got to hand it to Rick Perry for standing up. The governor, that's good. But it ties into feds consider taking Alaskan tribal land into trust. That's AP. They're now not enough to have 80%+ of Alaska. They want more. We're going to be breaking that down coming up. We're also going to get into a really wild story that's not anything unknown to our listeners, but is new news to mainstream media. DARPA and the Pentagon are coming out saying the answer to the troops' depression is brain chips. This is AFP, RT, and AP. Not me. Sure, I told you this 15 years ago. I knew troops were getting brain chips 5 years ago. Not all of them, but they're doing it. They're now rolling it out and going, oh, we've been doing testing for a long time, but now we're rolling out the brain chips. So that is all coming up on the broadcast today. We've also got some interesting news we're going to be getting into, not just on Benghazi, but how that ties into government narcotics trafficking and a lot more. Also, federal regulators could be empowered to enter your home and inspect your cars and things without warrants. That's all Agenda 21, global corporate fraud through the UN. It's all coming up today. Now, first off, let's get to this story. I first saw this on Friday up at DrudgeReport.com. It's an AP story. We've got it up on InfoWars.com, linked on the Sunday broadcast so folks can see it. CDC confirms first case of MERS virus in America. Health officials say a deadly virus from the Middle East has turned up for the first time in the United States. An American who works as a healthcare worker in Saudi Arabia is hospitalized in Indiana with the MERS virus that kills a large portion of those that get it. Officials said Friday the man was diagnosed with Middle East Respiratory Syndrome after returning to the U.S. about a week ago. Saudi Arabia has been the center of an outbreak of MERS, which surfaced 2 years ago. At least 400 cases have been reported in more than 100 people. It kills more than one in four. That's super deadly. And more than 100 people have died. The virus has been found in camels. But officials don't know how it's jumped into humans. Well, I've got a good idea. When you've got hundreds of animals that have been zoologically crossed with humans or other animals, that's been done for pig hearts, for transplant and things, it allows it to jump into humans. That's what the top geneticists have said on this show. The literature says. When you've got hundreds of pharmacological crops with scores, more than dozens, of different plants and animals, including human DNA, put into their DNA, and then virus RNA added, you're looking at cross-species contamination, where we can get the diseases that the animals have. In fact, most scientists believe that Ebola, until the last 50 years because of vaccines in Africa, wasn't able to jump into humans, or HIV. This is the type of garbage we're talking about. Airborne Ebola, airborne rabies. We're talking about zombie-level events that the system is talking about. And then you've got GMO. You've got all the feeding antibiotics to the farm animals. All of this is souping up the bacteria and souping up the viruses with the antivirals they've got. Just earlier last week, it was like last Monday, like 7-8 days ago, the CDC, Center for Disease Control, and the WHO, World Health Organization, not the British rock band, they came out and said the number one medical threat worldwide, and I agree with them, is superbugs, flesh-eating bacteria, staph and strep and the rest of it. You don't have to tell me that. I talked to medical doctors all over the country. Last winter, I lost my cousin and my uncle. My uncle took care of my cousin. My uncle took care of my cousin, and then he ended up getting it and dying. It was some respiratory thing. The hospital in East Texas was full, turning people away, and so were all the others, and people were dying all over the place. And you know what? It wasn't in the media. It was in a few local stories around the country that there were all these deaths and all these problems, but the establishment didn't want you to know. Oh, and there's some fake H1N1 that's really not even killing anybody, and that the vaccine doubles your chances of getting regular flu. That was a Canadian study, government study. You'll hear all about it because it's a rollout to sell $20 billion of flu shot. But when it's real and it's killing people. Remember a few years ago they had like super flu in vials in a FedEx truck that crashed in Denver and was all over the road, and one drop of it, you know, would have basically given people flu that was killing 90% of people that got it. Made in a lab, just search engine. Governments make super flus in labs. And they claim they're doing it to fight stuff. But if you go back to the H1N1 outbreak in 2000, and what was it, 8 or 9, if you go back to that, it was in Bloomberg even, that in Eastern European countries, like Czech Republic, one headline was 20 homeless died from being given a flu shot. And it turned out it was a super weasel flu crossed with humans. And so this is the type of mad scientist, crazy land stuff that's going on that is so incredibly important. And we need to understand the threat is not terrorism. Terrorism is hyped up in movies and TV, both fiction and nonfiction, to create the perception that it's happening and at record levels. That's what's going on. Again, I've said this 1,000 times. Vanity Fair wrote an article about it last year. No, it was Esquire. Only reason I know is because I was in that issue of Esquire. Only reason I read it. And they did the same numbers I've done at nauseam. 200-something deaths from honeybees on average. 200-something deaths from wasps. Similar numbers. It's over 300 deaths a year of deer actually running out in front of cars. Dozens of deaths where deer actually gore people to death. That's not really popularly promoted, but it's true. 4 to 5 deaths a year from great white sharks. Everybody's scared of those. It's just like terrorism. Terrorism is incredibly rare, incredibly hard to get killed by real terrorism or even fake terrorism, you know, the stage provocateur stuff. But when the government funds Al-Qaeda to take over Syria and kills 300,000 people now, it's loving and liberal, and they're just nice little rebels that they're giving heat-seeking missiles to. But the reason I get into this is our whole world's being changed. A police state's being set up for the security of the criminal class that's taken over, not to fight supposed terrorists. But statistically, the numbers vary, but as many as 300,000+ people, they estimate, die a year in the United States from hospital infections. Another 200,000 from bad drug interactions. The CDC's own website has bad drug interactions and bad prescriptions as the number 3 killer. I mean, this is a fact, folks. I believe it's number 1. And so hundreds of thousands dead from flesh-eating bacteria and hospital infections. Hey, that's no big deal. That's not a problem. But let me tell you, less than 100 people, U.S. citizens, dying from terrorism a year, you'd think it was the end of the world. Just like, as I always say, great whites kill 5 people a year on average. Look it up. The record's 14. Everybody I know, almost everybody, will not get in the water, even in the Caribbean, because they think a great white shark is in there. And there aren't great white sharks in the Caribbean, boys and girls. There are hammerheads and other little creatures. Oh, that's a pretty song.
Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones.
It's the time of the season when the blood runs high. In this time, give it to me easy and let me try with pleasured hands to take you in this time to promised lands to show you everyone. It's the time.
That's the Zombies bringing us in. Of course, they're not the kind of zombies the Pentagon wants to create. You know they want robots to replace humans. That's already been announced in the military at every level. But what about making humans hybrids? Just like the new RoboCop. Well, that's the next story I want to get into. Then we're going to get into the latest covert attack on the Second Amendment. Well, it's kind of overt. Then we're going to get into the latest edition of InfoWars magazine titled 1776 Part 2. And then we were going to get into some of the fraudulent statistics out there. Speaking of that, on Friday's show, let me see if I can still find that piece of paper from Friday. Here it is. We had a vote on air over 2 hours of the three-hour show with the callers. Who was the biggest con artist the last 20 years, the biggest BSer? Because we've got Jay Carney. Maybe we can cue that up for the next segment. We got Jay Carney running around the White House as a disinformation officer saying that, oh, the stuff that says we covered up Benghazi, the memo we got caught lying about, that says, you know, talking points Benghazi, it doesn't refer to Benghazi. Sounds like if you're in the grocery store and it says milk on the aisle, and you walk up and there's milk there, but you go, this doesn't refer to milk. Or if you're driving by and you see a store that says guns and ammo, you pull over and go, I want guns and ammo. And they go, oh, sorry, sir, this doesn't refer to guns and ammo, but I see guns and ammo through the window. Well, you're being a little bit of a conspiracy theorist. Carney said it's a conspiracy theory that Benghazi even exists. He said it's a conspiracy theory of a conspiracy theory. So we had a vote, and callers nominated Piers Morgan as a liar, Bill Clinton, Obama, Baghdad Bob, Satan, corrupt preachers that go along with the system, Mayor Bloomberg, Hillary Clinton, George Soros, Eric Holder, Janet Yellen, Glenn Beck, for whatever reason. And it just kept coming up. I don't want to fight with Glenn. Just that's who people voted for. Glenn kind of apologized last week for making stuff up about us and said he wants to be nice. So that's fine. I'm friendly. Just to get that out there. And then the FBI. So, FBI got one. Glenn Beck got two. Janet Yellen got one vote. That's the head of the Federal Reserve. It's not federal, so that's a fraud right there. Eric Holder got four votes. He was in second place. George Soros got one. Mayor Bloomberg got one. Hitler got two. Bad preachers got one. Satan got one. Baghdad Bob got one. Remember the guy that said that the U.S. had been defeated in Iraq when bombs were going off behind him? And the U.S. wasn't anywhere in Iraq? That's Jay Carney level baloney. Obama got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 votes. Bill Clinton only got one. Piers Morgan got one. So, Obama is the grand supreme fraudster, scam artist joke, according to our illustrious listeners. And so that's the first annual 2014 that will be held on May 2nd every year. The Global Baghdad Bob Comical Con Artist Fraudster Award. If you got your doctor, you can keep your doctor. I never said you could keep your doctor. If you got a business, you didn't build that. Everything is wonderful. Everything is awesome when you're part of a team. I'm so trendy. I mean, Obama is a fascist New World Order frontman. And the Republican leadership is protecting him, saying, we are the Borg. We will assimilate you. Obamacare is here to stay. We don't care if 80%+ are against it. This is the way it is. I mean, it's just, man, that Alex Jones is a crazy kook, man. You know, he was pointing out that the former press secretary said there was no drone program, even though it existed 10 years before he was even press secretary. And then later Gibbs admits it was all a fraud. I mean, it's just like, we're not buying billions of bullets. We're not setting up checkpoints. We're not spying on you with the NSA. We're not doing anything. There's no employer mandate. There's no $5,000 fine. I mean, if you told me there was no Santa Claus, I would believe it. That's kind of what Obama is, though. It's like telling somebody that Santa Claus, a three-year-old, that Santa Claus doesn't exist. They don't want to hear it. Now, I want to get to this next really big piece of news that ties in with the medical news we covered last segment about these superbugs. Now, it's only a matter of time until the already biggest threat killing 300,000 Americans a year, God knows what it is worldwide. Well, I mean, in fact, look up that number maybe, guys, from the World Health Organization. Number of people estimated to die from superbugs. I bet it's in the tens of millions out of 7.5 billion. But who knows, they even have a number on that. It's all dead reckoning anyways. It's only a matter of time until this stuff really gets out there. And that's why I have, and it's not perfect, but when I've had chest colds and stuff that antibiotics won't knock out, like I had this year, I had the stuff that killed my uncle and my cousin. Probably got it when I was there taking care of my uncle in the hospital. I just did it by drinking heroic dosages of colloidal silver. We come out with our own super brand of colloidal silver at InfoWarsLife.com called Silver Bullet. If you want to support the broadcast and get that. I'm not saying it will fix everything, but topically or internally, everybody knows what silver does, the ancient antibiotic. You know, the old pilgrims used to, or the travelers in the Western wagons would put those coins into their milk and then put it down in a root cellar, but would make the milk last longer. The silver coins are putting silver on a newborn baby's belly. I mean, they didn't know what it was doing. They hadn't even found microbes yet. They just knew it worked. Well, we've got the best nano silver out there, InfoWarsLife.com. I didn't mean to plug that, but I'm like, why not plug something we sell if we're talking about a major crisis and something that's going on and happening? And while I'm at that, I don't ever go speak a lot because I can talk to millions on the radio every day and I can, it's much more focused and I can have all my documentation with me and I've got all this crew and a nightly news program and we're busy. I love to speak to crowds. I give great speeches, I'm told, better than on the radio. But I don't do it, but maybe once a year because I'm so busy. Well, I've agreed to speak in Dallas, my old hometown, May 31st. It's an all-day event put on by Stansberry Research Investment Conference. And folks, T. Boone Pickens is going to be speaking, the billionaire, Porter Stansberry, top analyst, Cactus Schroeder, Bill Murphy, Van Simmons, and more. I am the featured speaker. But the keynote, they've all got names. I don't care if I was number one or not. I'm really number two under T. Boone Pickens. That's fine. I look forward to hearing T. Boone Pickens speak. That's going to be weird. The point is that this is a big event. It's a one-day event. It's at a really nice place. You can check it out, find out more at Infowars.com on the banners or AlexJonesDallas.com, AlexJonesDallas.com, or go to the Stansberry website, find their number. You can call them there if you want to get tickets that way. But my listeners get a 25% discount off of the price of this elite news analyst investment conference. And this is it. I may not speak again all year. So here it is if you want to go. Okay, Big D, Dallas, Tejas. I will be there the 31st. I don't know. I guess that's like 26 days away. Or do the math. So you don't want to miss that. All right, how long do I have till we go to break? Just a few minutes here. I want to get started on this right now. We're going to come back and talk about it more in the next segment. It's a big deal. Coming soon, a brain implant to restore memory. Now, again, I learned about this 15 years ago from public DARPA and MIT research. All right, there's the bell. And I warned you. Then I started learning 5 years ago, they're already putting it in some troops' brains. Then about a year ago, it was finally in the DARPA news. Their MIT showing troops. If I couldn't find the article the day before the show. Like something out of The Manchurian Candidate with Denzel Washington, the remake. In the chair with the wires in the back of their head, and they're literally now moving forward to brain chip the troops. And it's in AP, Reuters, you name it. We're going to cover it when we come back.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he.
Obama.
He's Alex Jones.
Obama.
On the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Let's make this a year of action. That's what most Americans want.
Raising the debt ceiling does not increase our debt.
Nobody is listening to your telephone calls.
The debate is settled. Climate change is a fact. And if people can't trust not only the executive branch, but also don't trust Congress and don't trust federal judges, then we're going to have some problems here.
What difference at this point does it make?
Everything is awesome.
Gosh, I love this song.
Oh my gosh, I love Obamacare. I love being an idiot.
That's right. I was looking at a photo up on Infowars.com just during the break. in the rotating tile up there of stories, and it was Jay Carney throwing his head back, laughing with Obama. Ha, 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 ha. It's so funny. We say everyone's able to sign up. Obamacare works great. Oh, we tell them that, there's no energy deals to run scams. Oh, we tell people you can keep your doctor. Oh, we tell people you didn't build your business. They just go on with lie after lie after lie after lie after lie. And the Republican leadership run by John Boehner says you cannot get rid of Obamacare. It's here to stay, but we'll tweak a few things in it. No, we want it gone. It's criminal. It's disgusting. It's wrecking the country. But they want us dependent, and they make money off the corporate tax that goes directly to them. So here's that headline. Carney on Benghazi. This is a conspiracy theory looking for a conspiracy theory. And in a larger context, he's saying the memo about the cover-up of Benghazi and about talking points, it does not have to do with Benghazi. I'm going to say that again. You didn't build that business. Somebody else did that. Your kids belong to the state. This is just absolutely waging war on reality, waging war on the truth, waging war on sanity. This is mind control. Let's go to Hare Carney.
Like, this is a conspiracy in theory and spiritual right, of a conspiracy.
So the conservative group comes in and says, we want Benghazi documents. The administration says, this is not a Benghazi document, so we're not turning it over, right?
Again, I don't, like, this is a State Department FOIA request response.
And we played the clip on Friday, too. We've got it there where he says, it's all over the news, he says this is not a Benghazi document when it says it's a Benghazi document, and that's what they're talking about. First, they said there were no documents. Now, this came out. They say it's a real document, but not a Benghazi document. And that'd be like if you walked on a Chevy dealership and walked over to a Corvette, and you said, I want to buy that Corvette, and they go, that is not a Corvette. And you said, yeah, it's a red Corvette, or it's a black Corvette. No, it's not. Or I liken it to the milk aisle. It says milk, there's milk, and somebody walks over and says, you're not getting milk out of the refrigerator, out of the cold case. Yes, I am. No, you're not. No, you're not. You're crazy. You're a conspiracy theorist. That's called gaslighting. Look it up. It's a psychological warfare technique. Now, when the baloney, when the BS won't work anymore, what do they go to? It was in the news 2 weeks ago that the Air Force and the Navy are going to completely pilotless aircraft that are self-autonomous. They're already in the air, but by 2020, all of them and the flight crews will be robots, and robots will work on the robots, and that's the big goal. China's putting in the robots to get rid of people at Foxconn with the suicide nets, the forced abortions, the suicide vans, all of it. I'm not making this up. I just said suicide nets and execution vans. Look up those terms. I mean, this is real. And I'm freaking out, not because I'm the weirdo. I'm freaking out because I'm normal and something's got to be done. Our government doesn't even criticize China now. Our supposed corporations have moved to China and are deindustrializing this country. And we are replacing humans. Google cars are hitting the streets in all 50 states. They're going to replace humans. Then they're going to make humans have Google cars or computer cars saying they're safer. I've been saying that for 15 years plus. First few years, I wasn't that smart on air. Now it's being announced on TV. Will it be the law that you're not allowed to drive your car? Or will you be allowed to drive some, but the computer takes over if you make a mistake? That's already coming out with Toyota. This is the smart meters. All of it is total control. But the next level is space planes, robotic control. That's already in space on record. Undersea submarines that are drone. Drone ships, drone aircraft, and drone 18-wheeler systems that deliver combat robots, drone tanks, that's decades old. It's all being rolled out right now. But just like the movie RoboCop, the new one is so accurate to how things will really work, they want the human body because biomechanically it works better than even the latest machines they've got. And so they're now saying we might grow humanoids. This is an MIT, look it up. We might grow humanoids that don't have a brain but have a human body with computers in it, basically a replicant, a.k.a. Philip K. Dick, so that then we have the combat mechs we need. And they're saying that's the latest in biotech and nanotech, is taking stuff and calling it calling an invention, but really it's an abomination of life that, again, creates all this cross-species genetic leakage, which major studies you can look up show just the GMO crops are already leaching into human DNA and causing deadly mutations in humans. Cancer in children's only up 10,000% the last 50 years. Why not another 10,000%? Breast cancer is up 3,000%. How about more? No one wants to find the cure. Oh, I guess you do want to find the cure. The cure, the cure, the cure. No, you don't. The cure is finding out why it's exploding and why it's happening to begin with. The cure to lung cancer, stop smoking. The cure to not giving liver failure is don't drink 2 bottles of vodka every day. You understand? No one's talking about where it's coming from. So now you've got all these traumatized soldiers. How do you roll out the government taking over the internet? You go, for police and Homeland Security, we have to have a new internet that's secure, and then you'll be forced onto it and tracked. You have no rights on that new one. Then they release bugs and worms to take down the old internet. Okay? This is all the official plan. Internet 2, at least 18 years old. Look it up. Now it's being announced in Reuters, right here in front of me. Now, here's the new one. Coming soon, a brain implant to restore memory. French news agency, in the next few months, highly secretive U.S. researchers say they will unveil new advances towards developing a brain implant. They developed decades ago. They had remote-controlled cockroaches in the 70s, remote-controlled rats in the 80s. I know, because it's in the mainline scientific documentation. Developing a brain implant that could one day, don't worry, they always announce it the same way. This is far off, like next week, like 10 years ago. The Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, or DARPA, that brought you the loving internet, is forging ahead with a 4-year plan to build a sophisticated memory stimulator as part of President Barack Obama. See, he'll be credited like Al Gore for the invention of the internet. It'd been around since the 70s when they first started building it internally. And then by the early 90s, he votes along with the rest of the Senate to increase funding so they would control what was already there, and then takes credit for inventing it. He also wrote the Dead Sea Scrolls. Did you know that he wrote the book of Leviticus as well? He also is hosting this radio show right now. And when I lifted weights this morning, he did that. Because, you know, if you lifted weights this morning, you didn't do that. Al Gore did that for you. The Defense Advanced Research Project, DARPA, is forging ahead with a 4-year plan to build a sophisticated memory stimulator. As part of President Barack Obama, if you don't take the brain chip, you're racist, $100 million initiative to better understand the human brain. The science has never been done before and raises ethical questions about whether the human mind should be manipulated in the name of staving off war injuries or managing the aging brain. See, oh, wait. It's for troops. Aren't you for the troops? Let them have a brain chip. Or it's for the old. Or it's for your kid that's misbehaving. Or suddenly people are getting neurological disorders at a young age because of, we don't know why. We're not going to look into why everybody's getting sick. But don't worry. We have chips that will fix it. We have systems that will help you. We care. We want to help everyone. We have the answers. Take the chip that DARPA just developed when Obama pledged billions of dollars towards the program and $100 million towards this. They haven't been working on it privately. It hasn't been admitted to be around for decades. Just search engine, cockroach with microchip. I mean, I remember being a kid in the late 70s when my dad had science magazines showing the roaches. Not hypothetical, remote control with a chip on their head, remote control. Roborat was out in the early 90s. I remember seeing that. You know, 20 years ago. It's brand new. Why not say Al Gore did it? Al Gore, he invented the brain chip. He invented Earth. We'll be right back with more on this and what it really means. Oh, we take you now live.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center.
Is that an echo?
And the heart of the resistance.
Rallying patriots!
Rallying patriots worldwide.
Yeah!
You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Stand up and be counted for what you are about to receive. We are the dealers. We give you everything you need. Break it up. Right here's the best part. Let them have it. Full barrels. We are the pro-humans.
We are the dealers. We'll give you everything you need.
Hold on to your culture and say no to the plastic New World Order, because they want to override all of humanity and enslave this powerful species. Yeah, we're just starting to fight. For those resisting the tyranny, we salute you. For those defending humanity from the parasites, we salute you. Yeah! We're rocking on the front lines. Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. the weekday show. Back Sundays, 4 to 6. This is an original transmission you're listening to right now on this second day. You know, I started getting really excited and yelling and stuff. And you know what? I'm just going to let you know how I'm really feeling right now. I love humanity. I love free will. And I believe we can keep it. But let me tell you, the stuff that's going on, you should be acting like I'm acting. You should be upset. See, they take your tribal energy for football and sports. You go yell and scream for 3 hours. You feel really great because you're meant to yell and scream, getting fired up in life with your children, your wife, your husband, with the art you're doing, with the culture you're producing, not just sitting there and letting the globalists through television and through Hollywood program everybody. And so I'm here to tell you, you don't have to believe a word I'm saying. I know I'm telling you the truth. And truth stranger than fiction. I'm here to get you to wake up and get fired up about freedom. And I want you to consciously know what's happening to humanity so you can make a decision. Do you want to be part of retaining humanity, or you want to just say, I don't care about life. I'm just comfortable. Let them put stuff in our water and food. Let them take over. Let them program us. Let them put chips in the troops' brains. Let them put, you know, 10 years ago, tracker chips in most of the special forces. And the last 5 years, brain chips in troops that are hurt. Because I'm all for it if somebody's blind or whatever needs it. The problem is the Trojan horses. Who's behind it? What are they doing? And, man, I'd try to read the government documents that were public back in 96, 97, 98, 99, 2000. People said, who is this nutball? Plus, he's got a Texas accent. Everybody's dumb in Texas. That's why corporations all over the world try to hire executives from Texas. I saw a number of years ago, I think it was in Money Magazine, there are more executives from Texas, more newscasters from Texas, more artists from Texas. I'm not going into a Texas worship fest here. I just, you know, a bunch of Hollywood people saying Texans are a bunch of idiots. You're a bunch of morons. Audie Murphy's from Texas, punks. The whistleblower we got coming on to blow Benghazi wide open, Tosh Plumlee's from Texas. I'm proud to be from the Lone Star State, and I'm proud to be a Texan, and I'm awake. And I'm smart, but more importantly, I'm aggressive and don't like being a slave, and I'm willing to fight. And I don't care how much programming you dump on me, I just get stronger. Because I'm not tying into some DARPA anti-human programming. I'm tying into my ancestors and the good Lord above, and God's got a lot of tricks up his sleeves against evil. As long as good men stand up and do the right thing, God will carry us the rest of the way. So that's what this comes down to, ladies and gentlemen. I told you over and over again, I mean, it's been public that they're going to put brain chips in people. And we're going to get so sick from all the vaccines, the GMOs, the garbage, the fluoride, that everybody's going to have chips and implants just to live. That's how they plan for the technocracy to control you. And then the globalists get the life extension technologies. They test all this garbage on us. This is what's going on. We're a giant vat of guinea pigs being tested on. And they also admit with all the toxins and poisons they're giving us, they expect with all the 41 years they've been taking blood worldwide from all newborn babies and putting it in the UN database that I exposed in 96, declassified 2005 nationwide, worldwide. Oh, yes, we broke that. That they're looking and patenting your own DNA and your blood and then tracking you through life. The hospitals don't even know when the government gets the blood test back. They just get a directive that, you know, the health department or the CDC wants your blood. They take some blood, send it off like obedient Obamacare servants. That gets sent off, and then they track why you were resistant to what they put in you so that can be passed on to the elite. See, now you're starting to understand how this ball game works. Now, let's go on to this article. This is French news agency. It's also in RTAP. everywhere. DARPA working on brain implants to help restore memory. That's what the Russians say. Isn't that sweet? Here's the AFP French news one. Some of those researchers say those who benefit include the 5 million Americans with Alzheimer's. Yeah, don't ask why Alzheimer's is exploding, or, you know, just, you know, take a brain chip. And the nearly 300,000 U.S. military men and women who sustained traumatic brain injuries in Iraq and Afghanistan. If you have been injured in the line of duty and you can't remember your family, we want to be able to restore those kinds of functions. DARPA program manager Justin Sanchez said this week at a conference in the U.S. Capitol, converted by the Center for Brain Health, University of Texas. Isn't that sweet? And what did I tell you probably 50 times on air? I was let in by a high-level individual at the University of Texas 12 years ago, repeatedly. I mean, shoot, there's even video of me doing video shoots in there for one of Kevin Booth's films. And I was allowed to see some of the DARPA areas accidentally and the monkeys with the wires hooked up to their brain. And at the entrance to every one of the restricted labs, it would say DARPA, the name of the program, on the door. And they would punch stuff out. I could see the monkeys out at the lab out in a Bastrop all being hit with different flicker rates on how to control the public through television. They had, you know, great apes, rhesus monkeys, whole deal. No big deal, though. It's all for your own good. And they would have, like, subliminal audio testing. Like they had a whole lab funded by DARPA on how to have a flicker rate to make women become sexually aroused but not know why they were becoming aroused. I mean, when you're sitting there watching television, DARPA is hitting you with carrier signals put over the broadcast that most people that are executives don't even know about. I mean, you're being hit by 60 years of positronic warfare research. Because the government loves you. It goes on and says, if you've been injured in the line of duty and can't remember your family, we want to be able to restore those kind of functions. So DARPA's public rollout of brain chips is for the troops, for the old people, for the children. And again, when I start going blind when I'm old, I want electronic eyes. I want digital eyes. When my heart goes out, I want a bionic heart or one grown. The problem is these globalists are devils, ladies and gentlemen. They're poisoning us on purpose. We can't trust anything they give us. If Sauron in Lord of the Rings, as an analogy, gives you the ring, when the Hobbit offers Gandalf the ring, why does he refuse it? Because it's evil. Because someone wicked made it. All of the will, all of the hate, all the evil, it's all backdoored. It's all set up by psychopath anti-humans that think it's all a joke and are only giving us technology to control us and dominate us while they get all the goodies. And undoubtedly, a lot of this stuff will end up going to the public and being good. It's just you need to understand, ladies and gentlemen, they want brain chips for social control and to make humans biological androids because they're better than robots. That's the bottom line. And I'll probably have the New York Times go, Alex Jones is crazy. He claims they have brain chips for troops when it's already admitted. Alex Jones is crazy. He claims there's drones. Alex Jones is crazy. He's a conspiracy theorist. He says the memo says Benghazi, even though it does. Jay Carney. I mean, that's how stupid they think you are. Are you really that dumb? I mean, people say, hey, let's go to the UT game. I mean, down the street, they've got a mind control base hooked into monkeys being tortured. It's like, I can't go have fun knowing that's going on. And they're killing the monkeys, torturing them to learn how to control us. And of course, the professors and people, they don't care. They're just getting funding. I was brought in there like, by people that wanted to show me what was going on. Because nobody was talking about this 12, 13 years ago. I said 12 years ago, time flies. That was like 14 years ago. And I had no idea. I mean, I knew about DARPA and stuff, but I'm not going to get into how I was in, how I saw it all. But they know it's all over there at that department over there. That thing is hooked into stuff all over the country. And I wasn't shown the classified stuff. I was shown the restricted stuff. And let me tell you, they see you as lower than those monkeys, ladies and gentlemen. And they're in there testing how to ruin your life, how to take your family over right now. Well, that's oppositional disorder towards authority. See, I'm mentally ill. I don't like all the things that are happening. I don't like Adolf Hitler. Next hour coming up with the big whistleblower and gun news.
crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Hit me again. Put me live. Second hour on this fourth day of May 2014. Coming up, the Tosh Plumlee interview, integrated from the two interviews earlier in the week that are so bombshell with the latest info that's coming out. We're going to air some excerpts of that and get into other news as well. Where to begin? I haven't got into this news yet. The new issue of the magazine is out, 1776 Part 2. Buy them in bulk at cost at InfoWarsStore.com. And in it, we get into the latest on the Bundy Ranch, but the BLM's activities in Texas and other areas. But here's a new article from AP. Feds consider taking Alaskan tribal land into trust. The U.S. Department of Interior announced this week that it will consider taking Alaskan tribal land into trust. The move could lead to pockets of Indian country where tribal courts and governments would have authority to create their own laws and justice systems, the Anchorage Daily News reported. So now they're announcing the feds are taking it over so the Indians can have their own law. See, that's selling a lie. They've done this in other states. They end up taking the tribal authority away. Currently, the only Indian county community with reservation in the state is in southeast Alaska. The state opposes the move. Well, who even needs a stinking state, ladies and gentlemen? So get the current issue of InfoWars magazine. Get it out to everyone you know. I meant to talk about this earlier. I'll try to get into it later after the Plumlee interview. But grandfather launches smart gun push after Sandy Hook shooting. Oh, of course, guaranteed he's tied into Bloomberg. But the whole thing is, come on, let me have a biometric gun. Don't say no. You know, after Sandy Hook, why doesn't the NRA want this? No, make your stupid biometric guns. The point is they'll end up not working. The government can scramble them. The government can make them obsolete. They can electromagnetic pulse take them out. And a lot of the big systems coming out, the government's going to have the codes to, just like with iPhones and stuff, to not let you videotape in public. How about not let you shoot? So smart meters, smart houses, smart cars, smart this, smart that. It's all about the back doors built into everything. And the GOP's come out and said, as Holder said a month ago, or almost a month ago, they want to make all the other guns be banned and make you go to these biometric smart bracelet garbage deals. So that's the new big anti-gun push. GOP fears executive order on biometric guns. Senator Cornyn is warning the Obama administration to not issue an executive order requiring that all new guns be made with biometric technology such as fingerprint recognition or bracelets. Cornyn raised the issue in a letter to Attorney General Eric Holder, who in testimony earlier this month highlighted biometric bracelets. Well, I heard on local 590 radio this earlier this week, they were covering it on the news, and I pulled it up, you know, the grandfather that runs this. I mean, come on, you're not against brain chips, it's for the troops. Well, come on, you're not against biometric guns, it's for a grandpa. I mean, it's for the kids of Sandy Hook. Well, I heard he supposedly claims he's been threatened and he's not going to release the gun now, as if there aren't all these other companies that already have it for decades. You know, because of the evil anti-gunners, while they were mean to a grandpa. Stunt, that's what I call, that's my opinion. So that's where all of this is going, and they just always package it in this sicky sweet stuff and to target people that aren't conscious, that aren't aware of what's going, that aren't aware of what's happening. The truth is 167 people died in 2013 in what's called mass shootings. And more than half of them were gangbangers shooting each other. And I'm not saying that's a good thing. People say, what, is that okay? No. But it's most so-called mass shootings, you know, and all the rest of it is people killing each other in criminal-related stuff. It was 60-something, I forget the exact number, I think 65, 66, that actually died in school shootings that wasn't gang-related. And that's a tragedy, and it's terrible. One man dies, it's a tragedy. 10,000 die, it's a statistic, as Stalin said. And the system knows that. But deer kill hundreds, honeybees kill hundreds. I know I harp on this. This is what we've got to get out to people. Literal peanut allergies kill more people than terrorists and mass shootings. So it is a red herring meant to frame all of us that are pro-gun through guilt as the murderers. We're going to break on this Sunday edition, this fourth day of May 2014. We're going to come back on the other side, and we're going to get into the Tosh Plumlee interview. Tell your friends and family, tune in. This is important.
Mm-hmm. and the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
In Dallas, Texas, three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. The first reports say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
Either you are with us, or you are with the terrorists.
I believe a lot of gun owners would agree that AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
Guns will be taken. No one will be able to be armed. We will take all guns.
For many of the police and guard troops, it is an uncomfortable job to do this in an American city.
It's global governance at last. Is it one world? The central bank is in charge. But aren't we all just living and dying for what the central banks do?
As for me!
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Thank you for spending part of your Sunday with us. I hope you've had your friends and family tune in, because over much of this hour, you're about to hear excerpts of an interview I did last Thursday on the weekday show. I don't usually re-air stuff on the Sunday show unless it's Ron Paul or somebody really big like Rand Paul, or back when we got a Ted Cruz interview, but this is really big. Or a Viggo Mortensen interview, stuff like that. There I'm name dropping. This is really important. This guy was a major CIA contractor going back to the 50s. He still is. He's been vetted in Congress, been given gag orders before. He just exposed what really happened at Benghazi and what really went on there, that it was a hit of the ambassador so that they could cover up what was happening. Government narcotics running. He personally flew 40 tons of cocaine into the country. That's been declassified. This is Tosh Plumlee, and excerpts of my lengthy hour-long interview that I did with him last Thursday. So here it is, ladies and gentlemen. You want to know what happened in Benghazi? This guy's risking his life. He's been told the Justice Department's about to subpoena him, good old Eric Holder, to gag him, to shut him up. Ladies and gentlemen, this is not theory. This is fact. Here is Robert Tosh Plumlee. Now, going to Robert Tosh Plumlee, goes by Tosh. Most of you already know who he is. It's just that he's one of the biggest public whistleblowers out there. And he says if they gag him, as they've said the subpoena's coming, this time he will not shut up. And Tosh, A, why aren't you going to shut up? And then B, where do you see all this going? And then see any other points you didn't make yesterday before we go to questions.
Well, I don't feel I should be threatened. I mean, if they sort of left me alone, perhaps I wouldn't even went into this. The Benghazi questions were originated from information that came from a NATO source over in Afghanistan who was working that project after he'd been transferred. From working the Mexico Task Force project, and in that they found out about weapons. And he contacted me, and then that started the questions about the 11 Benghazi questions I had out there. That evidently created some problems in D.C. and started them wanting to know where my contacts were. I pulled the information that I was a journalist and would not divulge those contacts. They went undercover, went down for a few months, and then came back up again, threatening me. This came out after your program, and two sources, one military and one civilian source, contacted me a few days ago and told me that I'd better watch what I was doing because the DOJ was in process of going to issue a subpoena on me. The reason that I decided to make contact was I know what happened when you're subpoenaed to go back and testify to a committee. the nature of what I'm dealing with and what I've dealt with in the past, it would be immediately classified top secret committee sensitive. And that is where the gag comes in, because at that point, if I continue to relay those questions and ask for answers, then I would be in violation of a national security statute and subject to five, I think it was 20 years, they told me, in a federal prison. I went and talked to an attorney about this, and then he told me to be extremely careful. And then I decided, well, the only thing that I can do is, again, try to go out through the Sunshine Law and put this all out before the fact. And so that's the reason for me, in the last few days, going on all these programs and talking about this. What do I expect to happen? I expect that the political powers that be will try to turn this political and try to say that I am trying to undermine Mrs. Clinton's election campaign, which is not the truth. So, and I've already been told that that's what that particular group, I've thought it that way, are saying, is that Plumlee has been paid by others to go out and undermine the Clinton bid for the president.
It shows they're totally disconnected from reality, and their staffers didn't even show it to them. A very serious whistleblower letter. Let's expand on this now, then. Clearly, they don't want your questions to be looked at, so they want to question you, send you the subpoena that's basically a gag order. But undoubtedly, the Justice Department is A, listening now and watching now, and B, will be creating a transcript later for Eric Holder and Hillary Clinton to read. This is the kind of stuff that will come across their desk. What do you want to say to the NSA mop-up crew and the rest of them that are listening to this?
Well, I would take it out of politics. I would, there's good people in the NSA, but there's also gatekeepers, political gatekeepers that have been put into all these organizations, mainstream media and everyplace else. So the good people that are actually working in our government and working for the people can't do their job. In other words, this has been a slow process of eroding. I call it America's slow coup. In other words, by infiltrating political cronies into strategic positions to be gatekeepers and suck up any derogatory information like gun running, international gun running, and other matters, and keep that from hitting on the mainstream media. Mainstream media is infiltrated with all kinds of government gatekeepers to stop information from getting to the American people so that they can make wise decisions. So I thought with my background and my experience, I can see it happening. We're losing our freedom by small degrees, gradually, gradually, gradually.
And by the way, Mr. Plumlee, they are hiding the evil in plain view. They announced last year the, quote, legalization of CIA and others inside media, putting out psyops and disinformation. Now, that's always been going on. There's the headline, U.S. repeals propaganda ban, spreads government-made news to Americans. But it's not even government propaganda. It's criminal networks that have shut off the eyes and ears of even the government so they can get away with anything. My God, this is the biggest national security threat ever. The government has had a corporate fraudulent coup d'etat within it, and these people are so greedy that John Corzine's making 40-1 bets with other people's money at MF Global and not getting in trouble. That's an example of how ruthless they are. Only Bernie Madoff got in trouble because he stole money from other globalists. The globalists have gotten to the point that they are literally above the law and are so dumb they thought they could arm al-Qaeda publicly to blow up Christian churches and shoot down aircraft with missiles we gave them. They are not going to get away with this, Tosh.
Well, the reason that they do that is that they have gone on a program through many different presidents, I would say, to sympathize the people so that we don't react. And then they can slide this through. In other words, what I'm saying, lead the people into a false sense of apathy, and apathy is what's destroying this country.
All right, folks, thanks for joining us on this Sunday edition. We'll be right back with more of this bombshell interview with the CIA whistleblower, Tosh Plumlee. I'm Alex Jones. Infowars.com is the website. Follow us on Twitter at RealAlexJones.
You are obsolete, Mr. Wordsworth.
A lie.
No man is obsolete.
You have no function, Mr. Wordsworth. You're an anachronism, like a ghost from another time.
I am nothing more than a reminder to you that you cannot destroy truth by burning pages.
You're a bug, Mr. Wordsworth, a crawling insect, an ugly, misformed little creature who has no purpose here, no meaning.
I am a human being.
Words, Mr. Wordsworth, that have no substance and no dimension, like air, like the wind.
I don't care. I tell you, I don't care. I'm a human being. I exist. And if I speak one thought aloud, that thought lives, even after I'm shoveled into my grave.
Delusions, Mr. Wordsworth. Delusions that you inject into your veins to make you think you have a strength when you have no strength at all. You have nothing but spindly limbs and a dream, and the state has no use for your kind.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
I'm not going to waste time. Alex Jones here, back live. Here's more of Tosh Plumlee, the CIA whistleblower, and the Benghazi bombshell. We take a risk having people on the air like this. I'm not trying to toot our horn or anything, but if I told you all the stories and stuff I've seen, heard, the threats, the attacks, both physical and economic, there's a bunch of them going on right now that we've uncovered. It's just you just learn to deal with it and turn it over to God. Because here's the deal. We're going to have Tosh back on very soon to do a whole hour with us, not on this subject, but on all the things he saw in Iran-Contra and so much more. I know a lot of that's been gagged and sealed, but he is one of the main witnesses. All I know is they recruited heavily out of Texas, different government agencies, mainly out of the Army. So I've had quite a few family that did different stuff, some of it pretty senior and on the muscle end of things. And they all just said the government's totally evil and does horrible things. There's on the top, there's a light side and there's a dark side. And there's good people in government that are trying to do good, but they're less and less. And Tosh, I want to go to phone calls, but would you agree, though, that it's getting worse and that the light side in government is getting smaller? Or is it that the good guys just aren't able to get around the NSA now and the courts are so corrupt? I mean, Or have things always been like this?
No. In my opinion, it's getting worse. That's one reason I re-engaged myself and got active in this. If you want to call me as a whistleblower or whatever, because as over the years, as I saw this heading in that the direction, eroding the Constitution, losing our freedoms, watching the appointments to the Supreme Court, looking at the agenda, the secret agenda that these administrations have, watching the hundreds and hundreds of lobbyists have access to the White House, I can't even talk to my elected representatives because they won't talk to me unless I give them a whole bunch of wad of money. When I started seeing all this contact, man, America is going down the chutes, man. We're losing our freedom.
By the way, I've talked to you off the air, and your phone's clear, and you were clear during the break, and now you're distorted. They're definitely messing with your phone on purpose right now. Usually I say
This happened yesterday on Hagman and Hagman, too. Same thing.
Rodney in North Carolina, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah. How you doing, Alex?
I'm all right. Go ahead. You got a question?
Yeah. All right. We know this government's treasonous. They're doing everything they can to go against the people itself. The Benghazi thing alone, I seen the video as the attack was going on live on Al Jazeera TV over there. I posted the video on Facebook and it got removed and I was told I was in violation of content. Now, how do we remove this government and put in a whole new government?
Okay, if that's your question, I have a simple answer for you. Which I sold parts have really screwed things up as far as the political ramifications that are going on in this country. We need the young generation to get out here and get active. Study. Go out here. Find the answers for yourself. Do your own research and come to your own conclusions.
We could also have JAG military courts start to investigate the criminality, but they'd be arrested immediately. Computane, if I'm pronouncing it right, we're going to you in Arizona. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Alex.
Hey, brother.
Hey, I want to focus on methods and tactics that that Tosh is experiencing based on his experience and observations on previous incidents. Is there anything unusual with the methods and tactics that this racketeering government is using against them? And if he were in full control of the faculties and prepared to respond to an attack, are there major flaws in the tactics that are being used against them?
Well, that's a mouthful. I'm not sure how to answer the question.
Tosh, I think what he's asking is, you say it's getting worse, but you've been doing this 50-something years, you know, or just a famous, you know, contractor. How have things changed? And I mean, I think you're saying we got to have courage, speak up, and say no.
All right, here's the thing. The way I say it, okay, it's escalating. Okay, I'm just going to go back to Iran-Contra. I testified with Kerry. I got gagged on that. It was a classified committee synthesis, top secret. Then when I continued out and I wrote an article, well, I didn't write it, but a friend of mine wrote it. I gave a reader. I run Drugs Bronco Fam. Named all the staging points, the aircraft IDs, the people involved, and everything else for the sole purpose of to protect myself. I was called in front of the committee. I raised my right hand, and then they sealed committee sensitive. And then when I asked for a transcript, they told me, well, you don't have a classification a security clearance, so therefore you can't see your own testimony. And then if I went out and talked about it, I could possibly be in violation of a national security statute, and I could receive up to 5 to 10 years in federal penitentiary. All right. The fact that I admitted that I was a cocaine smuggler into this country and taking U.S. weapons out of this country to a secret base in Santa Elena was pretty heavy information at that particular time. I was warned at that stop, I had better not do this. I better not go on. Anyway, there's a whole story behind all that. Okay, Senator Hart wrote a letter to both committees, and it's been posted on my Facebook page, and it's been posted on the Internet. Bill Holden was Senator Gary Hart's security advisor. I contacted him and put all the maps and everything out for the sole purpose to protect me from going to a federal prison because I admitted that I'd flown cocaine, as much as 40 tons of cocaine, into this country on C-130. I admitted that, but it was a sanctioned operation supposed to be interdiction. The interdiction went to El Toro Marine Naval Air Station, and the evidence then was filtrated. And the drugs got out on the street. Also, at the same time, when we come back on those C-130s, we're flying weapons from the 82nd Airborne that went on maneuvers down in Honduras. Those weapons were taken off the GAO books as being destroyed and lost in airdrops. Those weapons went to an island off Panama, stored there, taken back to El Toro Marine Naval Air Station, and then transferred by truck to China Lake to be retrofitted and then sent back to a drug runner's base known as Carl Quintero at Veracruz, where he was receiving $10,000 a month in CIA money to use his ranch and airbase as a refueling stop for the formation of the Southern Front.
Stay there. It's incredible. We'll do one more segment.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones. We'll be fighting
in the streets. And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, more of this taped interview with CIA insider whistleblower Robert Tosh Plumlee. If you just joined us in the last segment, he put all his cards on the table and just started talking about, I personally in flights flew 40 tons of cocaine into the United States, Iran-Contra, sanctioned by the White House. I flew the guns back out. Well, that's all admitted now, but his testimony was sealed. So I guess in a way, he just broke that gag order. Or has that gag order, that national security order, elapsed? Or are you just really getting in their face, Tosh?
I'm really getting in their face. I've been told it hasn't elapsed. That's what my attorney told me. I better not go on the air and keep talking about this because I'm going to get myself in a lot of trouble. My feeling is this, I want it out there before the fact. In other words, undocumented, invented by many different sources.
which I have done, and that's the reason I opened up my Facebook page and started compiling all this stuff together to protect me, because I knew if I continued to talk mainly about Iran-Contra and the weapon shipments in violation of the Bolton Amendment, the setting up of the Southern Front and Point West of the secret air base at San Alina, and C-130 flights going in there and documented in the Grasshopper and all these secret-coded interdiction programs, alleged interdiction programs, I figured, man, hey, in answer to the other gentleman's question, how did it escalate? It started escalating at that point. That's the reason I brought up Iran-Contra. It started escalating at that point. I began to realize, hey, wait a minute. We have another entity out here. The average 8-to-5 American cannot comprehend that other world that lives out there, the world of pilots, the loaders, the fuel refuelers, the secret air bases, Paso Solo in Central America, John Hull's Ranch, who receives $10,000 a month in CIA money, Point West, Oliver North, 16 felonies, suddenly paroled and becomes American hero, and then passes judgment on a pilot like me. In other words, these kind of things upset. But so, then you're sitting here and you're saying, well, what do I do about it? Do I do like everybody else? Do I sit and piss and moan about it? Or am I going to do something about it? I'm a C-130 pilot now, and I've been contracted to CIA. Okay, if I piss the CIA off, I don't really care. They've pissed me off. In other words, I'm talking way out of school, way out of school, and I know that. But somebody's got to get out here and rattle the American people and get them off the couch and get them engaged. And the way to do it is get them engaged and start studying and reading what the hell is really going on in this country, and then get out and use their God-given rights and their talents and put a stop to it. That's all I can say about that.
Sure, I want to go back to calls. Powerful. I want to go back to calls, sir, but specifically, when you look at all of this, the public has been in denial or they feel powerless. And the big issue is this is getting worse and worse. The tyranny is expanding. And to show how they gave you a thin cover, they told you it was interdiction, that you were getting the cocaine and flying it back here. Because I remember reading the Iran-Contra files that were public to destroy the cocaine. You then learned that that really wasn't going on.
Well, some of it was, and some of it wasn't. The special ops that were filtering into the bin raised up the money to get the guns for the Contra. That doesn't mean that that was a complete government-sanctioned operation, but it was run out of the White House, period. In other words, through cutouts and so on like that. I was on CBS about our Forest Service aircraft being used as cutouts to private companies in order to carry the drugs down there. I mean, there is another world out there that the 8-to-5 do not understand that even exists. And all I've been trying to do is say, wait a minute, this matter is escalating. In other words, to answer your question, I hope I got it right. So I start seeing this happen. Then I start seeing my buddies going to jail. Then I start seeing some of them committing suicide. Then I start seeing character assassination. And then I had the character assassination applied upon me. In other words, the best way to stop an operation is control the communication. I started watching gatekeepers being infiltrated in the mainstream media to suck up any information that may be derogatory to our ongoing work.
No, I understand. And they killed. What do you know about Barry Seal and others being killed?
Barry Seal was killed by Colombians that was tipped off by our own government. So basically, I say during the Reagan administration, that information was leaked out to the very people, which is, could possibly happen to me, in a way that brought them in. How the hell did they get into this country as illegal? To come out here and gun him down, sitting in his Cadillac when the judge put him in a safe house. Yes, Barry Seal was my friend. I flew the fat lady. I flew it out of MENA. I flew the fat lady in to get a deal. I helped set up the camera to photograph Bond and them in Central America. I'm the shadow warrior that someone had referenced to when my dossier was classified top secret. I'm a CIA operative, field operative. But I'm one step beyond that. I'm also in the Pentagon with a crew known as Praetorian Guard. Now, I've said it. I've told me, you can't say that. You're going to go to jail for saying that. Okay, I'm saying it to you, Alex. I'm saying it right on your program. It's just as solid as I can. I don't know how else to say it. We are involved in an international gun-running operation. Benghazi came up. And I'm not going to have our political people turn this into a political thing by saying that I am coming out here to raise the Benghazi question so that I destroy the possibility of Hillary Clinton's running for the office of the presidency. That is bullshit. That is not my motive. My motive is to get to the American people that you're being stolen from. Our tax dollars are going down the drain. I'm not taking an issue. I'm not a radical. Call me what you want. But the point is, the reality of it is that this has been a slow coup.
The reality is openly giving Al-Qaeda heat-seeking missiles is too much for you, and you're not going to be part of it.
No, I'm not going to be part of it. I talked to a couple of C-130 pilots that are pissed off. They're still military. They can't talk like they're doing. They say, my God, you won't believe it. I just got refueled, air-to-air refueling, in order to get weapons from the direct commercial sales program to the Middle East and store them at a safe house in Jordan. A CIA safe house in Jordan, Pakistan. That broke out a little bit a few months ago, and the gatekeepers immediately squashed it. Also, back to Gary Hart. Gary Hart wrote a letter to the Senate Armed Services Committee and the Senate Intelligence Committee. He released all the maps. He released all the flight plan to Bill Holden, his security advisor. All of them went to the Senate Armed Services Committee and the Senate Intelligence Committee. He wrote a letter and sent it back to me. I posted it on the Internet. The last paragraph of that letter says they failed to investigate any of it because they had already known about it. It was a sanctioned operation. It was a secret operation run out of the White House. Our Senate and our Congress already knew about it, but they didn't tell the American people about it. And when Gary Hart wrote the letter asking for an investigation, because that was the only reason that I went to the man and said, hey, I want to get a congressional investigation into this because I'm running guns illegally to a southern front in violation of the Boland Amendment. What do I do, Mr. Senator? I've done exactly what me as an American citizen was supposed to do. I was supposed to contact my senator and sit down and expose an illegal operation. At that point in time, I was a government employee. According to federal law, it is my responsibility if I become aware of any illegal operation that involves taxpayer money. It is my obligation to report that to my supervisor or my commanding officer.
That's right. Your phone's breaking up. But it is the law. You're supposed to report illegal stuff, but then they'll try to use some national security issue on you and now throw you in jail for 20 years, not five. And Obama has prosecuted more people with that than any other president before him. I want to go to some phone calls and skip this network break because this is so historical. You're hearing a major CIA contractor, one of the most famous ones ever, also with a deep cover Pentagon. He just gave the code name for that. And Tosh Plumlee, Robert Tosh Plumlee. Robert Tosh Plumlee is his Facebook. We have the information mirrored at Infowars.com. This is Infowars. And we saw the military by the thousands, including officers, holding up over their face in uniform last year, signs saying, I will not attack Syria for Al-Qaeda. And so I think they went too far trying to openly arm Al-Qaeda. And that's what Benghazi was all about. And so Tosh Plumlee is blowing it all wide open and explaining what it's really all about. Don't touch that dial. This couldn't be more important information. Later we'll archive the audio of this up on Infowars.com. The conclusion of the CIA insider whistleblower, Robert Tosh Plumlee, on the other side.
Hello, this is Hank Hill, and I'm telling you what, you need to listen to Alex Jones.
Yeah, yeah. Infowars.com, yeah.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, Tosh Plumlee, one of the most famous Iran-Contra, you name it, whistleblowers ever, still flies contracts for the CIA because he's been a congressional testimony that was authorized, so they can't stop him from still having his job. He has broken huge Benghazi information last year that's now been vetted and confirmed by a lot of the information that's been coming out. So he's gotten contact. The Justice Department subpoena is coming. That will basically gag him. It'll say that he's not allowed to talk about it. Once he testifies, they'll then say all of that is secret, and he can never talk about it again.
Okay, what started all this was a source of mine, a friend of mine, was transferred from the task force operating in Mexico to Afghanistan, and then it was attached to a NATO field command. In that process of NATO field command, he turned out about finding weapons, U.S. weapons, being stashed at annex buildings and also in safe houses in Jordan and Pakistan. It was trying to leak out. Then when the weapons were stolen or pilfered, then they started showing up, and not during rebels, but in various different groups. Those, these weapons started grenades, RPGs, launchers, grenade launchers, all this stuff started showing up in other hands. This is before, sort of before the rebels, you know, the, whatever you call the rebels, the Syrian rebels. But before we were even trying to arm them. So, and then here's the thing. This is what my source told me, and this is what motivated me. Ambassador Stevens found out about this. He made a complaint in writing back to the State Department, complaining about the weapons and how and why was these weapons getting into these people's hands. There's dispatches to that. There's more than one memo. State Department is sitting on those memos. Now, just recently, first State Department says, oh, no, he's full of crap. We don't have nothing like that. Same thing. They told him, oh, we don't have any documentation. And then after push for answers on this Benghazi thing, they finally come out with emails that shows that they actually knew every damn thing about those weapons, even to the extent of how those weapons were being infiltrated.
That, I brought that up to Colonel Schaefer weeks after it happened. He said, that's the word. It was a hit to take out Stevens. He got in a bunch of trouble, so he said, I'm just saying somebody, it was a planned hit. The point is, that's the best intel. We know the weapons were for Al-Qaeda. We know this, the ambassador from Turkey was there. They were supposed to ship them up there. We know Turkey's been the main conduit, along with Saudi Arabia. It's all confirmed. So they wanted to take Stevens out because he was going to end up testifying to Congress. And then when the Navy SEALs didn't stand down, the sheep-dipped CIA former Navy SEALs came, and two of them held down the Al-Qaeda force for those 6-7 hours. That gave it time for the overhead drones to see what was happening, so the military found out there was a stand down so Al-Qaeda could kill everybody at the base, and they tried to kill everybody else that fled, who got tipped off at checkpoints as well. But the whole thing, because it was badly managed, leaked out and blew up in Obama's face.
Well, that's about the size of it. My information came, coincides with that information. In other words, this has been vetted from many, many different sources. But at the time, when the Benghazi questions were arranged, they said they were all crazy. There was nothing to these questions, but yet they refused to answer them. I would just like to take one of those questions and ask direct POTUS. Have someone that has access to POTUS ask him just one of these questions. Get it on the record. What does he have to say about that question? Yes or no? Very simple answer. Yes or no? There's 11 questions posted up there. It's been all over the internet since September. Why are these people refused to answer those questions? Those questions are not that complicated. They're very simple. Now, Benghazi, we lost 4 good people because of our intelligence failure. That doesn't mean that we have a bad intelligence network. It means that we have gatekeepers that have infiltrated those networks, instigated by our own political structure, if I'm explaining.
And that basically makes the country blind in the end, having all these triple agents of corporate interest inside government. These people are the biggest threat.
That's it. In other words, this has been a slow coup. Like I say, it's been ongoing for years. This didn't happen overnight. In other words, we have been infiltrating people, call them CIA, call them whatever. I say they're one group beyond CIA. In other words, I don't blame the CIA for all this. There's damn good people in the CIA, but they can't get past those gatekeepers. They can't get past those non-qualified gatekeepers that are put in those positions by the politics of the time, whether it be Bush era, Clinton era, or Obama era. Who is the man behind the curtain? Who's pulling the string? Who is in charge of this international gun-running operation? Is there an international gun-running operation ongoing today? All I'm asking is for the American people to get off their couch, go out, check out, research, investigate,
all right,
and come to your own conclusion.
Powerful, don't powerful insider knowledge. The secret of Benghazi released and confirmed here on air. We're risking our lives to bring you this information, especially Tosh. Pray for us. This isn't a game. Lee, you're in Ontario, Canada. Thanks for holding her on the air.
Hi, Alex, Tosh. Okay, Alex, to me it looks like exactly what you were talking about yesterday with the gaslighting. This administration is so good at gaslighting all these scandals, and let's face it, they've had their own share of scandals, and gaslighting is something they've gotten really good at. Tosh, you've been around for, I think you were born in 1937, so you've been around through a few administrations. Seems like the people at the top, they never really change. The motives don't change. It seems like the American public now, I wouldn't know because I'm 28 years old, but it seems like generations, they have changed drastically while the people at the top haven't changed. What makes it in this generation? Do you think this generation, with all these scandals and the fact that we've really done nothing about them or don't seem too interested in it, do you think we have the capability of peacefully assembling and doing something about it?
Absolutely. Tosh, the same question. Yes. What do we do about it?
All right. Yes. Okay. Yes, we do have the ability. That's the reason. In other words, it's time for if you want to call it rebel rousing or what the heck ever you call it, you've got to do something to motivate this younger generation, because the older generation has already contaminated this so bad that they themselves cannot untangle it. In other words, we are so indebted to some of these politicians that we have put in there, and their lobbyists and their cronies, and they're the ones that we've got to get rid of. Here's the problem. We've got a Congress and we've got a Senate that is totally contaminated with gatekeepers that we have put in position ourselves during these elections. I don't know if these elections are real or not. I'm not going to get off on theory. The point is this. Infiltration has started over the years and then migrated to where it is today. The people that are really for the Constitution and love their country and work for the government can't do their job, because when they find out something that could be derogatory against sitting POTUS, then they are not allowed.
That's right. So we need more people in the system and outside the system to speak out, have a moral revival. That's the answer. And Tosh Plumlee's leading it with his courage. Sean.
Get a march on D.C. like we did in the 60s. In other words, get everybody together that wants to save this Constitution. And I don't mean be radical, and I don't mean be a non-peaceful, and I don't mean going threatening, and I don't mean get a bunch of armed militia showing up pointing guns at everybody. That's not the way to do it. The way to do it is get a combined effort to make a march on Washington.
Sure. And support broadcasts that tell the truth and whistleblowers. Go ahead. Ramon in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead.
All right. First things first. You were involved in the Iran-Contra scandal, Mr. Plumlee, and obviously the black community was affected most by, you know, the crack epidemic and these situations. So I wanted to know your opinion on how can I get my people more involved and more, get them to understand better that this, all these problems affect all of us. It's not just a white thing. It's not just a Clive and Bundy thing. It's an everyone thing. We should all rally around one another when we see these situations happening where, you know, people are getting taken advantage of. And what's your opinion on how we can unite? Because the last caller touched on it, but my community is most affected by this because they don't have the knowledge. They haven't been taught all these situations like the Iran-Contra.
Now, that's a great question, Tosh. Tosh, don't Americans just have to come together regardless of race, religion, or creed for freedom?
Yes, definitely. Look, that's one of the ways that they destroy the credibility of people that do the research and come forward. They lay the race card against them.
Well, folks, we've run out of time. I'm thinking about making the show 3 hours long. Speaking of 3 hours, I'll be back tomorrow live, Lord willing. So pray for us. This is dangerous stuff. 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. with the weekday show. Stay tuned for more powerful information on this same station.